So I'm just going to introduce something and then pick it up next week. We've been talking about kingdom relationships, and we spent a little bit of time on our relationship with God, God the Father. It's Father's Day. And we're moving into how we relate to one another, and how is that different than how the world relates to one another? How does the kingdom of God look to the world? How should it look to the world? How should it change each of us individually and how we relate to one another? It's really what the goal of this is. So, first verse, Exodus 20:12, and I'm only going to share two verses and lay out some definition, and then we're going to go enjoy our day, right? Exodus 20:12 says, honor your father. I put that in bold and underlined it on my notes because it's Father's Day. And your mother. And Dad, if you're listening, happy Father's Day. 2 weeks in a row, I called him up and said, happy Father's Day early, just in case I don't get to it. I don't know if it counts, you know, but I knew somehow I wouldn't get to it in a timely fashion, so I did like really early. So that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Everyone knows this is one of the Ten Commandments. It's the only one with a promise. But I don't think we spend much time really considering what the Lord's saying here. Now, if you think about it, God gave some instruction, some pretty good guidelines on how we're supposed to live. It's only 10. I mean, I can think of a lot more than that to share with my kids right now on how they're supposed to live out their lives, right? 10. And I would dare to say over the past year, I hadn't thought of any of them. Not once. And how it applies to my life, how it should apply to my life. These are supposed to be guideposts to our life. And I don't know that on a regular basis we take the time to even begin to comprehend what the Lord's trying to explain to us or trying to teach us or trying to show us and why it should be a guide to our life. But he says this, honor your father and mother. So we see a couple things here. We see a relational aspect to God, and God is always relational, and you'll hear me talk about it a lot. God didn't want a religion established. He wanted a relationship with you. And it's very interesting that Jesus says, here's how you pray. Our Father. It's a relational term, right? And what's he saying? Honor your father and mother. Relational terms. But here's a verb that's used, honor. There has to be action to it. What does it mean? How do we apply it? So the word used here, interestingly enough, is kabod. We usually think of that word when we think of the glory of God and the weightiness and, you know, of God, right? I thought, wow, this is really powerful. When we think of how we are supposed to relate to our father and our mother, it's the same way we're supposed to relate to God and the glory of God. It's a very imposing word. It means to be heavy, weighty, or burdensome. There can be a negative connotation to this. There can be a positive connotation to this. I want to talk about the positive. Because there is this weightiness of the presence of God. There's a reason God says, no man can see my face or he'll die, right? We've been singing about the holiness of God. Now, I don't know how you look at your father. You know, everyone has different experiences, good, bad, and indifferent. But there is an honor to bestow regardless, because God commands it. Honor. Okay? And, you know, the person may not deserve it at all. Okay? But the position deserves it totally. And not everybody fulfills their positional calling. Meaning, what am I saying? Some dads are really lousy dads. Some of us have had absentee dads. Some of us don't ever know our dads. Some of us have abusive dads. There's been some negativity towards the actions of fathers towards their children, right? But there is a destiny for fatherhood, and God is the example. See, and God is always good. So father by nature, God being father, deserves honor. And it is a heavy, weighty, serious matter that we all take too for granted. It is abounding. It is fierce. It is distinguished. It is glorious. It is growing. It is weighty. It's highly esteemed. It's honored greatly. It's all these things that the concordances and the lexicons and all these things said it was, right? It's made glorious. It's made rich. It's exponential. It is multipliable. It is heavy. It is weighty. Honor your father and mother. It is abounding with boast. You know, little, it's always, dad, beat your dad up, little kids, you know. That's actually honor. Not that your dad would beat the other dad up, but I mean the fact that the kid thinks his dad's so great. Kabod, it's a primitive root word to be heavy. In a good sense, numerous, rich, honorable, causatively to make weighty, abounding with boast, glory, to be made glorious, very great, to make honorable. See, there's a task and action that we have the responsibility for when we bestow honor. I have to make someone great. I have to look at my dad and make him great in my eyes and in my heart and in my mind. Why? That's honor. See, there's many things I know my dad as. Great provider, great protector. You know, can't say he was the most affectionate person I've ever known. You know, and there's people that live their lives looking at what they've lacked, and we're to live our lives looking at what we've gained. There's a difference between living saved and free from sin and living in the weight of it. You'll always be looking towards your sin. And why I can't overcome this, or why I'm fighting this, or why. When you've been set free and you look at what you've gained. I've gained eternity, free of the law of sin and death. I don't have to deal with either one of those things anymore. That's what the Father did for me. He set me free. Honor your Father. It's a very serious, responsible thing we have to do. But the New Testament switched the whole thing up on us. And I don't know that we know how to handle it. And it's a constant struggle for me. I don't know if it's a constant struggle for you. But 1 Peter 2:17 says, honor all people. Love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Honor all people. I'm like, it can't be the same thing. So the word here, it's not kabod, but it's interesting, it's tomeo. To fix the value or to price. To esteem, to honor or revere. So what's that say? Now, this is getting into our relationship, right? Again, I'm just tossing out a seed here. It means I have the responsibility and I'm accountable to God and to look at any person and see what God has destined for them to be. Why? So I can highly esteem them as God does. It's a challenge. Just being honest, it's a challenge. But it's my responsibility to say, Jesus came and died for that person so they could be with him for eternity. I didn't set the price. He set the price. I just have to realize and acknowledge it. You cannot have greater value than the price that he paid. That's what each of them is worth. That's what you're worth. That's what the person next to you is worth. That's what the person that rubs you the wrong way when they cut you off or at work or any other circumstance you have. That's what they're worth. Honor all people. See, that's our task in relationship. It means to properly assign value as it reflects to the personal esteem, value, preciousness attached to it by the beholder. You have a responsibility, the same way I do, to look at others the way God looks at others. Assign God's value to them and respond to them, act towards them out of that. To estimate, to fix the value, to honor, to revere, to venerate, to honor with many honors, to prize, to fix evaluation upon, to revere, to value. See, our goal as representatives of the kingdom of God is to create an environment where honor abounds. Where what's in heaven manifests on earth, and everyone feels welcome. Because really, honor is all about family. And that's where I'm stopping. Because you resemble the Father, and you may be the only Father they see. So today's Father's Day, and we're to honor our Father. But I say honor everyone. And then you'll see the Lord move in and through you. And that's really your destiny. To partner with him every moment of every day and see him at work in and through your lives and to see him get the glory in it. So Heavenly Father, I bless you. I just ask that you take this seed and you cause us to dwell upon it. What does this really mean to me? How is this different from other thoughts? How can this affect my life? How can it make a difference in someone else's life, Lord? How can I be an agent of change for you? How can I be an agent of love for you? How can I be a vessel of honor so that the world sees you? Father, I bless your people today. I bless them with favor. I thank you for the testimonies of what you did in the lives of all those at camp. I thank you, Lord, that you don't leave us stagnant, but you always move us towards our good. I thank you that you turn every circumstance in our life towards our benefit. I thank you, God, that even now you are pouring out blessings and favor upon your people, because that's who you are. You're a good, good Father. Lord, we honor our earthly fathers today. We honor our spiritual fathers today. I honor those that just invest their time to father, whether it's neighborhood kids or just peers or, you know, those that just invest in others. Lord, I honor them. And I ask that you would pour all blessing upon them. I thank you for this day. I thank you for the meaning that bestows this day, Father's Day. And I thank you for the patience of your people, Lord, to hear from everyone and really to take it in and appreciate what others have to say. Lord, it's such a blessing to hear. You know, it was fun. Lord, it's such a blessing to know that we're investing in each other's lives, Lord. Such a blessing to know how you've invested in ours. We seek to do the same to one another. Father, I thank you for it. Lord, take this seed, cause it to sprout, cause it to grow. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in each of our lives. And we thank you for it. We bless you. I bless your people in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a wonderful Father's Day.